In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Healing in Accepting Myself, Part 2, and Healing in Accepting Others. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's talk about healing and accepting myself. Let me assure you of this. There's no use being afraid to see ourselves in the light of God. We cannot hide anything. God already knows us inside and out. He knows you inside and out better than you and I know ourselves. Lord, you have probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. You sift through my travels and my rest. With all my ways, you are familiar. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it all. Behind and before, you encircle me and rest your hand upon me. Psalm 139, 1 to 5. Yes, our Father in heaven has probed you. He knows you. He knows when you sit. He knows when you stand. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything. Why try to hide anything from him when we cannot? That would be an impossibility. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it all. In fact, our Father in heaven is behind you and before you. He encircles you and he rests his hand upon you like the good, loving, perfect, compassionate Father that he is. And he is only interested in your good. Truly profound self-knowledge and understanding is a gift that only God can give, but it's available for the asking. We need simply to knock at God's door. Knock at God's door to ask for this beautiful and profound gift of self-knowledge and understanding, this gift, again, that only God can give. And yes, when you knock, count on that door being opened to you. The one who knocks will always have the door open to him. Matthew 7:8. Yes, it will be painful seeing our faults and our sins, but we need to first acknowledge that we are sinners and then repent. And then our soul is opened so that the rivers of God's mercy may be allowed to run free and so that we will receive true peace. The kind of comforting and profound peace that only our Lord Jesus can give us in spirit and in truth. We're all called to the battle of growing in virtue. It is a battle. This is a battle where there are many falls. It's not an easy battle. The battle will never end until our last breath. We need to put the arch enemy of discouragement to the sword. Yes, discouragement is your arch enemy. And keep picking ourselves up again whenever we fall. We need to accept ourselves, the ostensible wreck that we may be in many ways, and decide to love ourselves as God loves us. I need to love myself first as God loves me unconditionally. Then I can begin to pour out my love and God's love upon others. And yes, God loves you unconditionally. And that is how we are called to love others, even those who are most difficult to love. Sometimes those who are closest to us. Admittedly, this can be very difficult to do, but God's help will never be lacking if we ask. Knock on the door will be open to you. When we are too hard on ourselves, we can tend to be too hard on others. I know about this by experience. When we're too hard on ourselves, we can tend to be too hard on others. And I'm not talking about people being too hard on me. I'm talking about me being too hard on them. I think we need to be merciful with ourselves first if we are to be entirely merciful with others. Anything good in me comes from God. Anything not good is my own doing. I know that regardless of our faults, regardless of our weaknesses, regardless of our limitations, God, our Father, sees each of us, sees you as his magnum opus. Yes, that is you. You are God's great work. You are his masterpiece. And so is your neighbor. So is your family member. My grace is enough for you. My power is at its best in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We are called to rely on the power of Jesus, not on our own supposed power. We don't have any power of our own. We don't have anything that is not a gift from God. God is the potter, we the clay. But what an incredible artist he is. And what an incredible artist he was when he made you. And yet, Yahweh, you are our Father. We the clay, you the potter, we are all the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:8. What else could our loving, infinite, omniscient, omnipotent God make but a masterpiece? Every person ever created is a masterpiece made in God's image. And listen, you are the beloved child of your heavenly Father, and he loves you, and he'll never stop loving you. Yes, it comes down to this. We are all beloved children of our merciful Father in heaven, and we are all in need of his help for everything, no exceptions, most especially needing his readily available mercy so that you might be happy with him for all eternity. I personally need to accept that I can be a cross to others, and often am. Part of the reason for this is that the human body weighs me down. Though I admit a copious degree of fault on my part, and that I am very much in need of God's mercy. I personally have many ups and downs in the way I act, especially toward those I love the most, my own wife and children. Probably the biggest way I'm across to others, most especially to my family who has to live with me, is the effects of my sometimes obsessive-compulsive behavior. This is a major cross to me and a cross to them. This contributes to my being extremely demanding and impatient, often over the most negligible things. I'm very sorry that my family has to suffer from this. My often obsessive-compulsive behavior is very much a disorder that brings much pain with it, like any disease. However, like with all things God permits, there has been a positive side to this, because God is always, always mysteriously bringing good out of everything. In part because of this cross, I have perhaps had the extra drive to accomplish many good things, such as being an entrepreneur, though often not a very good one, and various works of apostolate and service. This also gives me a battlefield on which to gain great merit and to truly love by sacrificing and making efforts to be patient, which is all the more challenging for me, though I admit that I do not try nearly as hard as I should Please pray for me. Sometimes I can be very virtuous. Other times I can behave dreadfully, ashamedly, poorly. You see, I am a weak human being struggling with my cross as you are with yours. Even Jesus was not exactly jolly when he hung on the cross, bleeding and dying for you, because it was hard, beyond comprehension. For those of us who are suffering from adversity or difficulty in life or some very heavy, crushing tragedy or cross, perhaps a serious illness or some other sort of serious adversity, it is very good to keep in mind that we are composed of spirit, soul, and body. Crosses can be very hard on us. It is okay if we handle a monumental challenge in less than a perfect way. Yes, I said it's okay. We're human. When the body ails, it affects everything. And believe me, I know this very well. He knows what we are made of. Psalm 103:14. He knows what you are made of. Why? Because he made you. Don't be too hard on yourself. What would you think if it was your child who had cancer or some other serious illness and was testy and down in spirit at times? Would you not understand? Would you not love your child all the more? Well, God, our Father, your Father, is infinite love and mercy, and I am certain that he is actually very proud of you when you simply give your very best out of love, as much love as you can muster with his help in your very real human condition. It is encouraging to remember, yes, very consoling to remember this reality that you can count on. Your prayers and suffering are worth more than ever, principally when things are hardest and darkest in your life, when you struggle the most. Just keep uniting all of your crosses with confidence to Jesus and his redemptive passion and cross, and all will be well. We'll be right back to talk more about healing and accepting myself. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I am Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing and accepting myself. You know, as difficult, as mysterious as it may be to comprehend, be assured that it is through the cross, it is through adversity, through pain, that God is bringing great benefit to you and to others. Your prayer, your suffering is giving glory to God, our Father, who so loves his children. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Keep hoping. Keep hope. Keep living life to the full. You're alive today. Praise Jesus. Life is a gem to be celebrated, a gem to be lived to the full. You are full of life. You have a tremendous capacity to do so much good. And I'm certain that you have been doing much good. Do everything out of love. Do not fear, never fear, only trust. Keep making that act of the will. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. There are many praying for you, people you don't even know. May you live many more years, but whenever the Lord decides, we trust to take you to heaven. You will be amazed and so pleased for all eternity at how many other people are there or on their way there, thanks to your life of prayer, service, and yes, the cross. We're now going to change themes to healing in accepting others. Romans 15, 1-2. We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please our neighbor for the good, for building up. Yes, we are called to build others up, not to bring them down. I'm not saying we never challenge another person. We may need to do that in charity on occasion, but we're all weak. We need to put up with the failings of the weak. We are called to love our neighbor, love our family member, and to build them up in love. I'd like to share that I experienced a powerful epiphany involving my daughter, Shayla. It came unexpectedly through a very ordinary occurrence. Shayla, about 6 years old at the time, I think, reached up to scratch an itch on the back of her neck. At that moment, I saw Shayla in God's light. It was a beautiful gift. In witnessing this simple act, through no merit or effort of my own, I somehow came to a profound realization of how God sees us, how he sees you, how he loves you. This happened through the gift of a special grace. To God, every moment of our lives, every moment of your life, every act, save sin, no matter how insignificant, is special, beautiful, and endears us more so to him. God's love is always pouring forth for us, for you. I received only a glimpse into this all-encompassing love of God for each of us. If I, the sinner that I am, can be moved to love by witnessing the innocence, specialness, fragility, beauty, simplicity, and dependency of my daughter, when she merely scratched an itch on her neck, how much must God love us? How much must God love you? It is incomprehensible. Since we are created in God's image and incorporated into Jesus our Lord, the second divine person of the Most Holy Trinity, and since we are temples of the Holy Spirit, since we are the beloved children of our Father, every act, save sin, even scratching one's neck, becomes divinized. This is true. Believe it. Listen to what God says about this. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body, you know, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You see, what I was witnessing was Jesus, God and man, scratching his itch in the person of my daughter, Shayla. We are capable of realizing this reality of the face of God. present to us and our brothers and sisters through the help of the Holy Spirit. It is good to reflect on the fact that each of us was once a beloved, innocent, 5 or 6-year-old child, like my daughter Shayla was at the time of this experience. No matter what has become of us in our lives, good or bad, since then. That includes those of us who have committed the worst sins and atrocities. Yes, the worst sins and atrocities. It also includes those people God has placed around us that we find difficult to love. This includes you. Yes, you are made in God's image, and you reveal God's face to others. Our loving Heavenly Father never gives up on us. He'll never give up on you. He always sees us as we were in our young age of innocence, and as we will become in the end, after the difficult, purifying, and magnificent paths of life. Our Father is loving us unconditionally and arranging every moment and every circumstance in our lives for our good, with the main goal that we spend all eternity perfectly happy with Him. This is the main thing. Let us keep the main thing the main thing. We are called to love everyone. No exceptions. Did you say no exceptions, Jim? Yes, absolutely no exceptions. No exceptions. It is usually, though not always, easy for me to love my daughter Shayla, but I am called to meet the daunting challenge of loving everyone and accepting that others are not perfect, nor am I. Luke 6:31-33, treat others as you would like them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what thanks can you expect? Yes, what thanks can we expect if we love those who love us? That's easy. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. Love everyone. Forgive everyone. When bearing a heavy cross like cancer or some other illness or crushing tragedy or adversity or disaster, yes, I know some of you are dealing with things like this, and it's very, very hard. But when we bear these things, we are healed by God to hopefully have a greater capacity to be a little more tolerant and loving of others. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of healing and accepting others. Yes, as our Lord Jesus says to us, says to you in Luke 6, 31-33, treat others as you would like them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what thanks can you expect? When bearing a heavy cross, we are healed by God to hopefully have a greater capacity to be a little more tolerant and loving of others, to be more like our Lord Jesus, who is utterly merciful. Our Lord Jesus' mercy is available for everyone, and we should make no exceptions with others. I, for one, recognize how far I fall short of being virtuous on a consistent basis. How impatient I can be with others, how needy I am of God's grace and mercy. I have been shown such incredible mercy. And this mercy is available to you as well. Yes, God's mercy is available to all who repent. Yes, did our Lord Jesus not come to save sinners, not the righteous? Is this not the reason that he hung and bled and died on the cross so that he could pour out his love and mercy upon you? And if we have received this mercy, if this mercy is available to us and poured out upon us, how can I withhold my mercy toward others? How can I continue in bitterness and unforgiveness toward others? Forgive everyone and everything. And you will be amazed at the peace that will flood your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Don't give the enemy a foothold in your soul. When we don't forgive, we are the ones who suffer. We are the ones who bear this crushing weight of unforgiveness upon our soul, upon our spirit. Forgive. Forgive. With God's grace, all things are possible. Ask for God's grace. It's freely available. And then decide to forgive. Make an act of the will and forgive. You may not feel it in your emotions. That doesn't matter. But forgive. Forgive from the heart. Okay, I know it's not easy, but do it anyways. Jesus, your Lord, is there to give you all the graces you need to accomplish this. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's try to love everyone whom God puts in our path today. Let's forgive everyone, especially when it's hard to do. I have confidence that you'll be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.